ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो टुडेज क्लास टॉपिक इज एक्यूरेट योगा। वी ऑल नो टू डू योगा, राइट? डोंट वी? सो बट हाउ दैट योगा कैन बी एक्यूरेट so that we make less efforts and more returns, right? Because many times it's a question of many Brahmins how to have proper yoga. Maybe we are in knowledge for many, many years, but even then that direct link or that experience that Baba expects us to have, somewhere we lack. Then whatever expectations that we have about transforming our sanskars, transformation that has to happen within us, when we don't see, then there's a big question mark. So, am I having proper yoga? Or that faith shakes a little bit regarding Baba and Baba's knowledge or about our yoga. So, but when Baba says, have yoga with me, have meditation with me or remember me, even in today's Murli, what did Baba say? When you don't remember, then there's a lot of problems. Today in Murli also Baba spoke of accurate remembrance, remembering Baba again and again. When we don't remember Baba, then all types of problems, the sanskars, everything comes up. So when we remember Baba, Baba says, children, consider yourself to be what? A soul, a point of light, and then remember me. So that is a foundation for having Baba's remembrance. Having the consciousness of the body in any form. Even a slight desire, you know, I want this, I want that, also pulls our consciousness back into body consciousness. So first we have to clear all these baggages and clusters of body consciousness. Sometimes we have pure desire. Oh, this child, this soul should become Baba's, or that soul should become Baba's, or any slight desire will pull us back into body consciousness. So clearing everything and then considering ourselves to be the soul, a point of making the intellect completely blank, is very much necessary to prepare ourselves for meditation. And then remembering Baba. And that preparation also we need to make before, because whenever a rocket is launched, there's a lot of preparation happens on the ground floor, on the ground level. In the same way, when the soul takes the journey to Paramdham, the groundwork also has to happen of detaching myself from the consciousness of the body, stabilizing in the consciousness of the soul, and then taking off. And as and when we practice meditation, it is not just when we sit in meditation only, then we have this type of experience. What are we called as? We are also called as karma yogis, right? We are not sitting yogis, or we are not renouncing everything of the world and then sitting alone and remembering Baba. Baba says, stay in the world, stay with your family, take care of everything, but remember me. So it's not only when we sit in yoga or sit in a red light, or we have a beautiful music, background music going on, or we get the, have the gathering of Brahmins doing meditation, only then our yoga is good. If that is the case, then are we called yogis? Are we called yogis? No. Yogi life means we are able to have yoga whenever necessary. Whenever I want to have yoga, I can have yoga. That should be the case. Not only only when I sit in meditation, when I sit in front of Baba's picture, I can have yoga. Only when I... It's not conditioned yoga. It should not be like conditioned yoga. It has to be natural. Our life should be a yogi life. Our yogi life should be very natural. Only when I wear white clothes, I'm a yogi. When I wear color clothes, I'm not a yogi. Is it like that? No. When we go for a job, even externally, we might wear a color dress for our job. Of course, in white colors, white clothes, we can't go for a job, right? So whatever the external appearance may be, but internally this consciousness should be there. What? What is the consciousness that we need to have? Is I am a yogi soul. Right? And Baba further clarifies, you're not just a yogi, but what type of a yogi are you? What type of a yogi are you? We are all Raj Yogis. We are all Raj Yogis. We are learning Raj Yoga, right? We are doing Raj Yoga. So we are all Raj Yogis. Raj Yogi means to be in control of all the senses and to be the king of my own senses, and not only the senses, physical organs, but also of my mind and intellect and sanskar. I am in control. I am the controller of my mind, my thoughts, my decisions, my intellect and my sanskars also. That consciousness should prevail throughout the day. That I am the master ruling my body, ruling my senses, ruling my, even the subtle senses of mind, intellect and sanskar. That has to become natural. To make it natural, because unless and until when we know, don't make it natural, it becomes difficult, right? Starting, when we start doing anything, when we start learning anything, it's a bit difficult. But practice should be there. When we start learning driving, it's a bit difficult at the starting. Where is the gear? Where is the accelerator? And how, what? Confusion. But as I'm, when I practice and practice and practice, it becomes so natural after a few months that even whilst talking to others, unconsciously I'm driving. I don't have to pay lot of attention of where the gear is, where the accelerator is. Automatically the legs are moving on the accelerator and the brake. Automatically the hands are moving, but mind is somewhere else. I don't have to pay complete attention. When I started, I had to pay complete attention. We had to drive very slowly. But then when it became natural, I can do multitasking. Right? In the same way, our meditation, our yogi life should also become so natural that there are no any hitches anywhere. So for that, we need to follow certain things also, because it's not just like when we sit and have yoga, then we are making efforts to have yoga. But the activities throughout the day, also counts for our yoga, right? if I have to have powerful yoga in the evening, then throughout the day, my activity should be proper. Only then I can have accurate yoga. Even for half an hour or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, if I sit, I can have powerful yoga. The activities, our behavior also add up to our powerful yoga throughout the day. So what are the certain things that we need to pay attention to when we want to have accurate yoga? What do you think? What are the certain things that we have to pay attention to? What do you think? Food. Yes. Food is one of the most important thing, because it directly goes into the stomach. When it directly goes into the stomach, the effect of the body is on the mind, and effect of the mind is on the body. So both are very interconnected, interdependent, right? When there's any pain in the body, that affects the mind, and whatever thoughts that we create again back, it affects the body. So body and soul are so closely connected to each other. The soul is not attached to anyone else more than its own body. Do you think so? No matter we say, I'm attached to this person, I'm attached to that person, but even before getting attached, even more than attachment to that person, we are attached to our own body. Before saving others, we want to save ourselves. Right? If other person says, I'm having severe pain in my stomach, we say, why are you yelling so much? Why are you screaming so much? Control yourself, control and have yoga. But the same pain, when I get the same pain, I scream more than that person. Then we say, okay, if that person says, why are you screaming now? Oh, you don't know how much pain I'm having. You know? It's a more attachment for our own body than attachment to the soul. So how is that attachment getting more stronger? So one of the ways that we can get detached, okay, one is that consciousness of being a soul, practicing bodiless stage, practicing soul conscious stage, again and again, that is very much important. And another thing is paying lot of attention for pure food, because it directly affects the body, goes into the stomach, into the body, and it starts working from there. So Baba emphasizes on pure food again and again. And there are other doors, I always share these points, because you know the sanskar in the soul, it's affecting the mind anyway. We all know how the soul works, right? Mind, intellect and sanskars. The effect of sanskars are always on the mind, right? If I have a sanskar of being lazy, not being active. So the sanskar of being lazy is on the mind. The effect is there. So now I want to change the sanskar of being lazy, of laziness. How are we going to do that? How are we going to work on it? Because it always works in a cyclic mode. Right? The effect of sanskar is on the mind. The effect of mind is on the intellect. Again, I make wrong decisions of relaxing myself or being lazy. Again, my actions are like that. Again, the impact of actions is on the sanskars. The sanskar becomes even more stronger. So the sanskar of laziness again influences the mind. It works cyclically. Right? So when I have to break this vicious cycle of laziness, how are we going to work on it? How are we going to work on it? Baba says one is that having that knowledge what I'm talking to the self again and again. And another easiest mode, easiest method I usually speak of is, you know, checking our inputs to the mind. The other, there's an influence of sanskar on the mind anyway, it's influence, but other three things which are influencing the mind. What do you think? One is the food, because through the mouth we are taking in. There are other two doors through which we are taking in, and that's affecting the mind. One is the eyes. Whatever we see, on the basis of that, we create thoughts. We see a dog, we started creating thoughts about the dog. We saw someone walking, we started to think about that person. So whatever we see, that influences the mind. Influences the mind directly. And second door is whatever we listen to. That influences the mind. And thirdly, the food influences the mind. So if we want to purify our mind, okay, creating pure thoughts, creating positive thoughts is one of the things, but along with that, checking these three doors is also very much necessary. Am I seeing, is my drishti positive? No matter what the scene is, am I picking something positive from that scene? You know, there would be one scene, but different people would see it in a different perspective. One person must be creating positive thoughts, another person must be creating waste thoughts, another negative. So everyone is thinking in different ways. So I need to check there, from each incident, from each scene, am I picking positive from these eyes? Am I seeing something positive? So then my influence on the mind is positive. So positive drishtikon, positive perspective. Looking at positive things is very much necessary. Only then we can have positive influence on the mind. And listening to positive. That's why Baba says, have positive gathering. Check who your friend is. Check your company, whom you move around with. You know? So that influences us a lot. And why Baba says, come to the center every day to listen to the Murali. Because of the gathering, the impact of these senses. We listen to and we see, and the vibrations also influences the soul. Right? So these three things have to be checked to make our mind powerful, to make that ground of the mind, because it is only through the mind and the intellect that we are doing this pilgrimage of remembrance. Right? So we need to make that mind and intellect powerful and ready to have that pilgrimage of remembrance. That is very much necessary. Secondly, when we have to concentrate, because remembrance is about concentration, right? Concentrate, focusing the mind and the intellect, both here. Baba speaks of both. It's not only concentrating or focusing the mind, it is also focusing the intellect. So when we speak of focusing or concentrating the mind and the intellect, what do we mean about that? Because in the world, in the Laukic world, people say it's very difficult to control the mind. It's very difficult to control the mind. But Baba says, children, it's very easy. Just understand your mind properly. Right? Understand your mind properly and treat it like a child. Don't say what it does not have to do, say what it has to do. Baba has given us very easy methods of controlling the mind. Right? Tell the mind what it has to do. Don't tell the mind what it does not have to do. Right? Don't remember this. Don't do that. Don't know. Just focus on what you have to do. That's it. Don't remember negative things. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. This that should not come. No. Just focus on what you have to do. So, first, to focus the mind, what is necessary? To concentrate the mind. Where does the mind goes? Where does the mind wander, usually? Where does the mind wander, usually? Where we put our intellect. Okay. Where does the mind wander? Because my mind wanders. If we don't give the mind a task, it usually wanders here and there, right? Where does it usually go? In the past. And even in the past, where in the past? To the people we are connected to. To the people we are connected to, right? Where we have our relationships. Where we have our connections and relationships, there the mind goes. And secondly, where the mind is interested in. If the mind is interested in movies, in that and this, and then the mind wanders here and there. Firstly, in relationships. And secondly, the mind where it is interested. So in these are the two places usually mind wanders. So now, relationships, when we have to check, then Baba says, children have all relationships with me. Okay, we have to take care of our relationships. If there are my kids and husband and family, parents and everyone, it's not that we are cutting off the relationships. We have to fulfill our duties, we have to fulfill our responsibilities, but with a different consciousness. What is the consciousness that we have to have? Usually when we see any parents, they usually, what do they say? Oh, they usually speak of their children. Oh, one of my son is doing that and one of my daughter is doing this and doing that. And why is the intellect caught up in the family members? Is because my consciousness is got completely shifted towards Baba. There's a feeling of being an instrument is not still there. I'm just an instrument taking care. Baba has given me this duty to take care of the children. Baba has given me the duty to take care of this. The feeling of being an instrument is very much necessary to keep the mind from wandering, because attachments make my mind wander. Right? So I need to cut those attachments. Baba says, have love for each other. Have the spiritual love for souls, but no attachment. So when there are attachments, then the mind wanders. Right? So I need to cut those attachments. How am I going to cut those attachments? Is practicing the consciousness of being just an instrument. Baba's instrument, I'm just taking care of my duties. I'm giving love. I'm providing whatever I need to provide, but just I'm an instrument. And secondly, because you know, mind means feelings. What do we get in the mind? Minds, we create thoughts also, but along with that, there are feelings in the mind, right? So we need to purify those feelings. Feelings are very closely connected to the relationships. We get feelings only if we are related to the people. We don't get feelings when we are not related to the people, right? Closer the relationship, more the feelings are. Either positive or negative feelings also. You know, closer the relationship, more feelings. So, if I have to heal those feelings, because you know, we as Brahmins, we all know we have taken 84 births. Right? So we have the most lot of baggage than the other people in the world. We have lots of baggage on the sanskara and on the mind. Negative baggage also. Because half a cycle to 21 births, no problem. But these 63 births, from copper age onwards, we have accumulated lot of baggage of pain, of, you know, sorrow, of lot of things, of deception, of cheating, or many things, many baggages we are holding on to here. So now we need to clear those baggages before going to Paramdham, right? We have to clear those baggages. So how are we going to clear those baggages? There's lot of pain in the soul. There's lot of burden in the soul. So we need to clear those baggages. How are we going to? And these baggages are of emotions. Emotions. Emotional baggages we are holding on to. So now, when we have to heal these emotions, heal these feelings, how are we going to heal them? Maybe in one birth have been cheated. In one another birth have been murdered. In another birth, you know, I got lot of pain from my father. In another birth, I have got lot of pain from my children. So all those, because whenever we left the body, we are holding on to that, those feelings, right? So those feelings we are carrying, unless and until we don't clear them, the soul will not become light. So we need to clear them. So this can happen only when I have all relationships with Baba. All relationships with Baba. Because feelings means relationships. So no human being can heal me. So why do I want to have relationships with people? It's because I want something. I want to heal myself. No human being is full in this iron age. Only Baba is the ocean who can understand me as I am, and he can heal me. Whatever, however, he knows how to heal me. Right? So now this healing process has to happen of when I develop different with the relationships. Okay? If I have been, I don't know what I had pain in my last births. Okay, we don't know. None of us know. But we are holding on to those emotions. So, we can realize, okay, I have problem with the relationship of a father, or I have a problem with that particular relationship. We all individually know what is the problem that we are holding on to. So, understanding that problem, we need to develop that particular relationship with Baba. And then gradually, because each relationship have a different flavor of love. Each relationship has a different flavor of love. Mother's love is different. Father's love is different. Friend's love is different. Teacher's love is different. Sadhguru's love is different. Right? Beloved's love is different. Every relationship has a different flavor of love. Right? So now, when we say, okay, any problem, do meditation. Any problem, remember Baba. But in which form should I remember Baba? We have to be very accurate. You know? Okay, if I have a stomach pain, okay, take the same pill. If I have headache, take the same pill. It will work. Will that work? No. Every problem has a different pill. have a different medicine. Right? So, I need to understand my own problem, and no one is going to tell you what your solution is. No one is going to tell you what the solution to your problem is. Just sit with Baba, understand yourself, and understand the quality of problem, and Baba will touch you. Okay, if you do this, this will work for you. Because Baba in general gives us knowledge generally in the class. But it's up to me to pick what I need. What is it? What is my medicine? Which pill is my medicine? I need to understand that. And then pick up and then do accordingly. So, to heal the mind, heal the emotions, we need to have different relationship with Baba. And all relationships are very much necessary to make the soul completely emotionally stable. Usually, the problem in the world now is we are emotionally very unstable. Very, something happens, we burst out. Something happens, we start to cry. So we are emotionally very unstable. So in order to make ourselves emotionally stable, we need to get that feelings from Baba. Baba is really my father. It's not just in the saying, it's not just thinking, but am I really feeling it? Feeling is very much necessary. Baba, Shiv Baba is my father. Yes, he is there for me always. He is protecting me. You know, the feeling should be there. On the level of feeling we have to work. It's not just thinking. So to feel it, we need to give some time to get absorbed to that with that feeling. You know, 1 minute I think Baba is my father, the next moment I think Baba is my teacher, the next minute I think that Baba is my Sadguru. We are going nowhere. We are going nowhere. Just sit with one feeling, sit with one relationship. Yes, Baba is my friend. Whichever relationship that you want at that time. Sitting with that relationship and just getting absorbed in the love of that relationship is very much necessary. Yeah? So we need to work on the level of feelings. Am I really feeling that Baba is really with me? Yeah? That getting absorbed with it. And only then the soul gets healed. Only then the soul gets healed. In the ocean, on the top are very lots of waves. But when we go deep into the sea, it's so silent. So beautiful. No dirt, no upheavals, nothing. So silent, beautiful. And in the same way, Baba gives so much of knowledge. Okay, but let me get absorbed in one of that point, one of that relationship, and go and dive deep, and then experience that happiness, that experience, that real, real bliss. You know, why don't we enjoy meditation? It's because the soul is not experiencing that bliss. The ultimate aim of meditation is experiencing that bliss, you know, supersensuous joy. If I'm not able to experience that supersensuous joy, meditation becomes a punishment. It becomes a punishment. Okay, it's a yoga bhatti day. I'm supposed to sit for 2 hours. We are sitting there. Physically we are sitting there. But I'm changing my positions. I'm sitting, seeing here and there. Okay, I'm looking at the watch, at the clock again and again. It's a burden. It's a punishment. I'm not enjoying because the soul is not experiencing that bliss. You know? So anyway we are spending 2 hours for bhakti, why not might as well experience that bliss instead of experiencing that punishment? Right? So that should be the stage. Feeling it, everything taking you to the level of feeling. Because feelings are much, much more powerful than thoughts. Remember this. Feelings are much, much more powerful than thoughts. And much quicker also than thoughts. You know, if somebody says something, do we get angry first or do we say something first? Or do we think something first or will that emotion erupt first? What do you think? That emotion of anger erupts first and then we start to think, oh, why did this person say this like that? Emotion is much more quicker than thoughts, right? And it's much more powerful also. So, we need to work on the level of feelings first. To work on the feeling, again, all relationship with Baba is a must thing. And another thing is, do I have pure feelings towards others? Throughout the day, check on your feelings. Whenever I see any person, am I having pure feelings for that person? Or am I having, oh, this person is like that, this person is like this. You know, as soon as we see a person, we get that feeling. Feeling good. We feel good or feel bad about that person. And whatever the feeling is, again, we start to create thoughts. So, check your feelings with others also, for others also. Am I having pure feelings? Okay, even if I don't have elevated feelings for others, doesn't matter. But at least pure feelings. Okay, she is my sister, Alaukik sister. He is my Alaukik brother. At least this Brahmin thought, at least, you know, at least if we don't look at those persons' virtues, oh, this soul is very good, this soul is having so many virtues. Doesn't matter. Even if I'm not able to bring out the list of virtues, having elevated thoughts, elevated feelings, doesn't matter. At least pure feelings. My vibrations towards that feeling, that person should be pure. No negative. One is that. And then only we are able to concentrate, stabilize our minds properly. One is the feeling to stabilize the mind, and the other is to reduce our desires. More desires, mind wanders more. You know? Either it's a worldly desire or a Brahmin desire, whatever desire, we have to check. Is it elevated desire? Thinking about, having desire about our effort and thing, it's elevated desire. Okay, I want to get up at Amrutvela. That's an elevated desire. I want to listen to the Murali. I want to absorb the points of Murali. So anything connected to the efforts is an elevated desire. But other than that, we all know what the categories are about the desires. So lesser the desire, lesser the worldly desires, more comfortable the mind is. We are able to concentrate the mind, stabilize the mind properly. Otherwise, we are always chasing behind the desire. And you know, desires are like mirage. The more we chase behind the mirage, further away it goes. We get that, we achieve it, we are not satisfied with this desire, again we run behind another desire. We get that, again we are not happy with that, again we run behind another desire. So it's like a mirage. Yeah? So we need to reduce our desires and have unlimited disinterest towards it. And only then the mind gets stabilized, you know, for us to focus on meditation properly. And secondly, how are we going to focus the intellect? How are we going to concentrate our intellect? Because intellect is known as the third eye of the soul. Right? The moment Baba comes and gives us the core, and the moment we start to understand Baba, recognize Baba, and say, okay, God is my father, that moment Baba gives us the gift of divine wisdom, divine intellect. Means the understanding starts to change. Okay, I'm not this body. The whole belief systems change. I'm not this body. I'm a soul, point of light. Shivaba is my father. This is a whole drama going on. The understanding, the belief system completely changes. Right? Intellect, this intellect means understanding. Along with that, it's the third eye where we can see things clearly. Eye means we can see. Anything in the eye, any obstacle, any dirt, then the vision is not clear. I can't see clearly, right? The intellect is also like an eye, and we can visualize. The capacity of intellect is that we can visualize everything properly. We can visualize. We can visualize ourselves as a point of light, sitting in the middle of the brain, sparkling beautifully. We can visualize that, right? We can visualize Paramdham. We can visualize subtle regions. This is a capacity that the intellect is having. Okay? So now, in meditation, we are using these both energies. Energy of the mind and energy of the intellect. So with the energy of the mind, we are creating thoughts and feelings. Along with the thoughts, we are creating feelings with the mind, and with the intellect, I'm visualizing clearly. More clear the visualization is, more powerful meditation is. If I'm visualizing Paramdham, that Baba, the ocean of knowledge is there and his rays are coming on me, am I able to see clearly through my intellect? Yes. Like I'm watching a movie. Yes, Baba is there and he's giving that energy. His rays of knowledge are coming to me. So that visualization should be very clear. Intellect should be very clear. So only then we are able to absorb that energy of Baba. Absorb that energy. Then, through this process, what is it that happens is, the mind becomes clean, and the intellect becomes clearer. Clear means we are able to visualize it clearly, and any problem comes, any situation comes, I'm very clear, no confusions, and I'm able to decide it properly. My decisions are accurate. The intellect is becoming clearer. No clusters, no confusions. That happens when I'm able to visualize. We have to improve upon our visualization powers. Here, visualization is not imagination. It's not imagination. There's a difference between imagination and visualization. Imagination is something which is not real. Imagine yourself to be a tree. You're not trees. But just imagining myself to be a tree, so it's not something which is not real. Visualization is which is something real. We all know subtle region is real. We know, all know Brahma Baba is there. We all know Shivaba is there in Paramdham. So, through this third eye of intellect, I am seeing the subtle regions, I am seeing the Paramdham. So that the picture should be very clear. So, using these two energies of mind and intellect, then I'm experiencing, the soul is experiencing, it's absorbing. And gradually, these two things works on the sanskaras. You know, starts to clear our subconscious mind, starts to clean the sanskaras. This is how it works. Right? So these two is very much important. Mind and intellect and mind. How are we going to focus it? To have feelings and reduce the desires. And we are able to focus our mind. Concentrate our mind. And then intellect, how are we going to focus? Is through proper visualization. And then we have accurate yoga with Baba. And to have accurate, and again, even while doing karma yoga, experiencing it. It's not just only when we are sitting that we are having relationship with Baba, but throughout the day, that relationship we have to develop. Otherwise, it becomes a path of devotion. When we have used to go to the temples, we used to remember God, but out in our task, in our day-to-day routine, we used to forget. So it shouldn't happen like that. Throughout the day, Baba is with me in that particular relationship. So we have to hold on to Baba every step. And then we can become a yogi. We can have a yogi life throughout the day. It's not just a morning yogi and an evening yogi. In between the day, we are a manager or something else. No. Throughout the day, we are living a yogi life. Okay, any questions? Anything that you want to? Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's just imagination. Even you have seen it. Because we all souls have come from Paramdham, right? So just we have to refresh our memories. Refresh our memories. Sit with yourself and try to see it. You definitely will feel it. It's not just seeing, it's a feeling. Yes, that's my home. You know? It's not creating. I'm removing the dust and going into the real feeling, what is real. You know? The soul's real home is Paramdham anyway. On a knowledge level, we know it. The soul's home is Paramdham. On a knowledge level, we know it. But have I really felt that yes, Paramdham is my home? Because whenever you go to your home, how do you feel? How do you feel? Feel so comfortable, so relaxed. You feel, wow, I've come back home. Yes? Do we get the same type of feeling when I get to go to Paramdham? Yes, I'm back in my position. I'm back in my home. Relaxed, comfortable. Being with Baba there, no any other hitches, nothing, you know, just relaxed. Because when we go out of the house, we have to behave ourselves. We have to be proper, mannerisms and everything we have to take care of. But back at home, we can relax, we can sit anyhow we can lie down anyhow we can. So it's the full freedom that we have at home. Even in Paramdham, have complete freedom with Baba. Baba and me, that's it. No other formalities, nothing. I'm completely relaxed, completely by myself. That is a feeling that we need to have. Feelings are more powerful. When we feel it, then we get it. Yes. Intellect, either the intellect is wandering somewhere or some type of fear is there. You know, fear is actually very subtle. It is because of the fear, anger comes. It is because of the fear, ego comes. It is fear, because of the fear, attachment comes. At the root of many of the vices is fear. So we need to work on our fears. What is it that I'm fearing? Usually, you know, we as Brahmins, we feel more guilty. You know, oh, I didn't do what Baba said. We feel more guilty because, and after feeling guilty, we feel low, low self-esteem. Then again, we go lower and lower. Just forget everything. Don't remember the past. When we are with Baba, it's just the ocean of love and me. We are combined. Just enjoy Baba's unconditional love. Don't remember the past. Don't remember the past mistakes. Don't remember anything which are a burden to the soul. Just forget everything. Because Baba's love heals everything. Baba doesn't see us in that drishti. Oh, this child has done this mistake, that Baba doesn't remember all this. Today also Baba said, Baba is not antaryami. He doesn't go and read the mind of each one. Whenever anyone comes in front of Baba, Baba's loves, that's it. It is the unconditional love of Baba that heals the soul. So just absorb that unconditional love of Baba. And that gives the strength to the soul not to perform any mistakes in the future. So when we remember our mistakes again and again, we go lower and lower, lower and lower. So when we sit in front of Baba, just make your mind blank. Point of light, Baba's child, lovely child of Baba, in front of my father. That's it. Create good feelings of yourself. And then that he will heal everything. Okay? And whatever the technique that Baba is giving, it has a scientific reason behind that. You know, Baba asks us to wake up at Amrit Vela and sit in meditation. And before going to bed, Baba says, give everything away to Baba and then go to bed. It has a scientific reason behind that. You know, these are the two things that I usually say that we need to follow strictly. You know, for some reasons, if we are not able to wake up Amrit Vela, don't feel guilty. Oh, it's 5 o'clock, Amrit Vela is over. Don't feel guilty. Just, okay, whatever the time is, okay, we make efforts to wake up at Amrit Vela for some reasons. Just missed it. Woke up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, whatever time we woke up. Just sit on the bed or sit wherever you want to sit. Just go to bathroom, freshen up.
कलयुग का अंत
One thing is that Baba's asks us to start the day with Baba's remembrance and end the day with Baba's remembrance. Why it's so? Because, you know, as soon as we wake up, the conscious mind is not completely active at that time. Conscious mind is not completely active. We start off the day, you know, when we wake up, we slowly we get up. Slowly. We don't walk fast and jump off the, unless it is too late. We jump out of the bed and run and rush and do all those things. But it's at normal time, we wake up slowly because the conscious mind is not completely active. So whenever we start the car, we start with the first gear, then go to the second gear, then fourth, third, fourth, fifth. Gradually we increase. In the same way, when we wake up, we start with the first gear, right? So conscious mind is not completely active. So immediately we just brush and wash our face and sit there in Baba's remembrance. It's like, you know, we are putting something very powerful and positive to our subconscious mind. Because conscious mind is not completely active. There's no hustle and bustle. The traffic has not started completely. So whatever we think, it goes directly to the subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is sanskar. Sanskar is a base. On the basis of that, we are acting, right? We think and act on the basis of our sanskars. So whatever we do, if we have powerful meditation during Amrit Vela, it helps us to transform our sanskars in a more effective way. Throughout the day also it helps, but not as effective as during Amrit Vela, because conscious mind is not completely active. And also at night, before going to bed, we are all tired. You know, we're almost in the dozing off mode. Then also, conscious mind is not completely active. It's tired now. The traffic has slowed down of the conscious mind. At that time, when we give everything off to Baba, clear off our burden, and then sleep, then, you know, your dreams will be pure. Because subconscious mind, to some extent, you have cleared it and then slept. So that works effectively. You know, before going to bed, and as soon as you wake up, remember Baba. Very much important. And secondly, second point I wanted to share is, when we sit in meditation, what should be the posture? Okay, Baba says it's easy yoga. Till you can remember me, even while you are lying down, even you are doing, okay, that's karma yoga. fine. Even if I'm not well, even I'm lying down, I'm remembering Baba, that's okay. But at least few minutes in a day, we need to have proper sitting meditation. Proper sitting meditation. And that's the discipline that we need to follow. Proper sitting meditation. And even when we sit, the posture should be accurate. When you see at Brahma Baba's posture, you know, Brahma Baba used to sit in that posture, half lotus posture, with his back straight, sitting in that alert position and then doing meditation. Okay, even if we have some problem with the legs and everything, doesn't matter. You don't have to sit like that, you know, be a hatha yogi, no. But at least when you're sitting on the couch, on the seat, see to a point that you keep your back straight. You know, that this backbone should be straight, alert, and relaxed also. Not punishing your body, but, you know, straight and being alert. And that really, you know, makes your meditation powerful. Meditation powerful. You know, sitting like this and like that and remembering Baba like this. You know, we are not serious about it. We just relax. We are having a chit-chat with God. So, if we really want to have powerful yoga, be serious. It's not serious. Serious means not that serious, but at least, you know, honest. And be honest and really when we do meditation, and that will really affect. And why do Baba says open eye meditation? Baba's way of teaching is different, and usually in the world they have closed eye meditation, right? But Baba says children have open eye meditation. Open eye meditation means it's not just opening up your eyes like this, you know, just staring at Baba or Baba's picture or point of light, just staring, and as though you are going into it, and you know, we are just absorbing everything from there. No, nothing. It's not like that. Open eye meditation means, have you seen any yogi's picture, Mahatma Buddha's picture or any picture? All their eyes are just half closed. Half closed and half open. Very natural. Not staring. While doing meditation, our eyes also should be like that. Half open. Just naturally we are seeing, but not just, you know, focusing completely onto that thing. No, just naturally seeing. Fixing our eyes somewhere there, but whole attention is here. Whole focus is here. But when we fix our eyes somewhere, it helps us to concentrate. If my eyes are wandering here and there, I'm seeing at everything, and are we able to concentrate our mind? Not possible. So, in order to concentrate the mind, focus our minds, we need to keep our eyes fixed at one position. Fixed at one position, and then, if we are sitting in front of Baba's picture, look at Brahma Baba's middle of the forehead, or we are sitting in front of Shiva Baba's picture, just fix your eyes on the point of light there. Or sitting like in the class, anywhere you can focus, either in Baba's or in the middle of the forehead of the sister or brother sitting here. Anywhere, just fix your eyes and just focus within you. Not concentrating on the thing there, but focusing inside and then remembering. Having that internal communion with Baba, internal communication, connection with Baba. That is very much important. Okay? So any question if you want to have, one or two questions I can take, and then, because many of you have come from Pandav Bhavan, right? You have to catch 12:30 bus. It's clear, right? We'll have meditation then. Okay? Yeah, we will have guided meditation. I'll give the commentary and then. Okay, let us practice what we have heard now. Sit straight. with your back alert. Fix your eyes on some point. Detach your mind and intellect from the surroundings and focus within. Music to learn. On the screen of my mind, I try to see myself. A sparkling star shining brightly in the middle of my brain. Sitting there quietly, I, the most elevated soul, is shining beautifully like a diamond. Spreading my light all around. I can clearly see myself sitting in the middle of my brain and spreading my energy throughout the brain and throughout the body. I, the pure soul, is spreading my purity, the rays of purity, throughout my brain and body. Sitting on the throne, I, the master, is controlling all my sense organs. Whatever I am seeing the pure things. I'm spreading the rays of purity through my eyes. I'm listening to the pure things through my ears. I'm purifying each and every organ of my body. as I am purifying all the elements of my body, I can feel that energy of purity that's spreading out. All throughout my body and out of it. I'm completely energizing my body with the power of purity. After completely energizing it, along with my body of light, the subtle body, I go to the subtle regions, to Brahma Baba, who is in the angelic form, my grandfather. I am an angel of purity standing in front of Brahma Baba, a complete angel. I am feeling completely light. I am taking drishti from Brahma Baba. On whose footsteps we are all following. After taking drishti, we all souls fly up to our sweet home. Paramdham. Which is illuminated with golden, red, soothing light. And there I see my Supreme Father, the ocean of purity. I, the soul, his worthy child, is in front of that ocean of purity. I'm getting purified, cleansed. All my burdens, sorrows, heaviness, dirt, everything is being washed off. All the clusters have been removed. As I'm getting purified, cleansed, I, the soul, is becoming much more lighter, much more beautiful. much more happier. I'm just sitting there in front of Shiva Baba and absorbing all his vibrations. I have the feeling I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. We are in a combined form of being Shiv Shakti, Shiv Baba, and I, the soul, the Shakti, are combined. When I'm combined with Shiva Baba, all his energy, all his powers are getting transferred to me. I'm filling myself with all his powers, virtues, and knowledge. As I'm absorbing everything, inculcating everything, I become almost equal to the Father, equal to Shiva Baba. Complete by myself. I'm completely as Baba wants me to see. Complete with all virtues, all powers, all celestial degrees. Filling myself with everything, making myself complete, I come back to this physical world to perform in this unlimited drama with the consciousness of being a soul and interacting with other beautiful elevated souls.